Oak Session number 12782, Reel 2.
This is Atfield, Reel 2. Can I ask you a general question about the contribution which the Women's Royal Navy made towards the war efforts in the Second World War?
Well, we must have released a lot of men for active duties because we took over so much of the clerical work. Some Wrens did seagoing service. My only contribution to that was going over to the Isle of Wight. And that reminds me that on D-Day, I was given, or for D-Day, I was given the job of giving instructions to the officers in charge of the little ships that took the men over. And I had to be extremely careful that the person who presented himself was the person on the pass that he presented me. Anyway, the Germans never did get the picture. And that afterwards, I had to destroy any notices that were left very, very carefully, make sure not even a scrap of burnt paper was left, that it was all completely destroyed. And I was told that you could have walked across the Solent on the decks of the little ships. There were so many of them. But I was so exhausted by the nerve-wracking job of giving the instructions out that I'd gone to bed. I got that job because I was considerably older, and as somebody said, you never flap, if you know that expression.
Yes.
I never lost my nerve or got excited. Other than that, you see, my own service was confined to Southampton, and then on to Liverpool later, where we were just marking time because the war was over. I don't know. There's no doubt that they did contribute a lot, if it only in releasing and keeping the records going.
What about if a Wren wanted to go to sea? What was the procedure for doing that?
I presume she asked for it when she was recruited. You could express a wish to be a seagoing, I suppose, but there weren't that many, were there, in those days? Not going in battleships, anyway. But some did go, I'm sure.
How were you treated by the officers in the Wrens?
Well, with affection, I would have said. Certainly quite a friendly atmosphere, because, as I said, I made them laugh, or I could advise them on their personal affairs a bit, being so much older than most of them.
Were the officers career Wrens or volunteers?
Mostly volunteers. I don't remember any career ones.
What about if a Wren got pregnant? Would you be dismissed immediately?
I don't know. Never. I don't remember anybody having in that circumstance. I was sick for a time, but they sent me home on leave. I had a sort of nervous breakdown. I was sitting in the sick bay and wept a pool of tears on the floor.
How did that come about, do you think?
I think anxiety about my fiancé at home. At least the boyfriend, I suppose, would be a better description. Anyway, I was sent home on leave. And my doctor gave me various sedative drugs and eventually said I was fit to go back, so I went back.
Was it anything to do with pressure of work?
No. No, I never found too much to do. But then I've always been like that. Most jobs I've had have been no great strain.
Did you ever think we would lose the war?
No. I don't think it ever occurred to me.
Even in the blackest days?
I've always been an eternal optimist. No, I don't think it ever occurred to me that we could do anything but win. Because we had to, you know.
Where were you on VE Day?
That was the day when we went over, wasn't it? Yes.
No, that was D-Day.
D-Day. Oh,
D-Day
VE
was
victory.
Victory in Europe Day.
Oh, I must have been at... I suppose I was still at Southampton. I can't remember.
You don't remember any celebrations at the end of the war?
Not particularly, no. Must have been, but must have been involved, but...